Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And good morning again. My name is Ann McNeil, and I am the Master Builder, helping to build stronger and better lives. And today, the International Mastermind Association is very proud to present the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind book, conversation, and discussion. And today, our special guests are members of the National Association of Black Women in Construction. And the Black Women in Construction organization, affectionately called NABWIC, focus is on helping entrepreneurial and professional and young women to focus on different areas in the construction industry. And they are also known as the voice of Black women in construction. But today we have a number of the members that are going to be joining us today, sharing and discussing different areas of their lives that have been impacted by the book Think and Grow Rich as we walk through the conversations. And so I'll open the show first with Margaret Charles, who's going to introduce herself, and then Robin, and we have a lot of other members that are going to be coming on. So good morning, Margaret. As she prepares to come on, we want to also ask you, as though those who are listening, to text, tweet, Facebook, share the show, and press 1 on your dial if you're interested in asking a question to our guests. Good morning, Margaret Charles.
Good morning, Anne. How are you?
I'm very well. And, you know, I always say if I were any better, Margaret, I would be you. So welcome to the show. I know you have been preparing all week for the show, so we definitely want to continue to encourage you to continue to prepare. And if you want to introduce yourself, and then we can begin to share. And Robin, if you can begin to prepare, I'll bring you on the show next, Robin. So, Margaret, can you share with us a little about yourself first before we start the questions?
Sure. My name is Margaret Charles. A little about myself. I was born in Haiti, and my family migrated to the United States, like every other family, looking for better opportunities. When we came to the United States, we lived in West Palm Beach. Then we later moved down to the Miami area. And as a child from another country, you know, in the 80s, it was quite difficult living in the States and not having no friends. And most of the kids were not so nice. But I got through that. I was always a very focused child. And with that, I got into sports. And into sports, that's when I first utilized some of the principles in the book Think and Grow Rich without knowing what I was doing exactly. One of my favorite sports to play was track and field. I heard a buzzer.
No. Go ahead, please.
Okay, and track and field, that's when I first realized that, well, as an adult now, that I was using some of the principles in the book. I was always determined. I was always the star player. I was always, whatever sport I played, I've always made sure that I became on top. Now, from school, I translated those same principles into my schoolwork, and once I graduated college, I mentioned in accounting. I have a major in accounting, and my first job was also through the principles of desire. I worked for the Family Christian Association of America, and from that job, I worked at St. Thomas, same thing, St. Thomas, and from St. Thomas University, I worked at Miami International Airport, and I'll start from there. That's my most recent position where
I'm sorry. I was just going to ask because we're going to have a number of people that's going to be joining us. But now that you brought us up to your entrepreneurial point in your career and your involvement in the National Association of Black Women in Construction, can you share with us what's your favorite area of the book that you've read that you'd like to share with our listeners?
My favorite area of the book is desire. You have to have desire. That's my favorite chapter of the book is the chapter of desire. Because when you have desire, and like I mentioned before, I was always a focused person on exactly what I wanted. And my favorite story was about the little girl was asking for what she wanted, and she was very steadfast and unmovable, where the master, who was much bigger than her, had to acquiesce to her demands. And that's what I feel with your desire that's within your heart. Once you demand it and you feel that, it has to come to you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so very much, Margaret. Well, right now we're going to go to our second guest, and Robin, we're opening your line if you want to introduce yourself, please, and share with our listening audience a little about yourself and your favorite area of the book so far. Good morning.
Okay, Robin. Hello. Good morning, everyone. My name is Robin Donaldson from Tampa, Florida. A little bit about my background, technician by trade, so therefore I was always attracted to the construction industry and, or shall I say, just being outside of the norm. How can I put this? Where I'm at now, honestly, where I'm at now with NAB within the organization, I presently attend a local college for architectural design and construction building. So that was the first thing that really attracted me to NABWIC because, again, we don't see many of women in the industry. And I took a liking to the group immediately because of the support that I was receiving. And the biggest support that I can say that I received was from a friend, my best friend, who introduced me to one of the luncheons or invited me to one of the luncheons. Because she's a general contractor. And, again, by me going to school, I'm thinking that, okay, wow, I'm just going to jump in both feet and just make a way for myself. But it was until she actually took me into the field and gave me that hands-on knowledge that I was really able to see how my future was to be or what courses I was to take in pursuing my career as an architect. So that was the first nugget that I got from being associated with NABWIC. Now, as far as thinking and grow rich, and I have to be very honest with you, I was so against sitting down reading a book that it would probably explain why I was never on the calls on Friday to say exactly where I was in the book. So, therefore, I got the audio, trying again, avoid sitting down reading this book. But it was until that I had to actually look at myself in my situation, I simply said that Napoleon Hill is giving me a blueprint to the successful life that I want, and I don't have the time, or I was unwilling to make the time to actually follow the blueprint. So when I started reading chapter one, I understood that everything began with my thinking and how I was thinking about my success. And also I had to identify that I was the thinker that thought through someone else. So again, chapter one kind of prepared me or made me look at myself so I could receive chapters two and three. And when I tell you desire, that chapter right there really did it for me, Ms. Ann, because I had to adopt the same mentality as those same men that embarked on the ship and had to burn their ship, so there was no chance of retreat. And that's where I'm at in my life right now, because either I have to win or I have to perish.
That is awesome, 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 awesome. Robin, I am so excited to hear you sharing. And, you know, we talked yesterday, and that is what encouraged our rescheduling the show for today, because the conversations and the life experiences we're all having as a result of reading this book and really just participating in the success philosophy that is espoused by Napoleon Hill in the book Think and Grow Rich. We're going to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to have LaShonda come on and share her story as it relates to sharing a little about herself, and then she's going to share her favorite part of the book. So if we would just ask all of our callers to just hold on. We have a lot of people calling in today, and we have a lot more who are listening in on their devices, and we're very excited about that.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
And we are back. Good morning, good morning, good morning, LaShonda. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Good morning. How's everyone?
Everyone is doing good. And so we talked yesterday and had a very good conversation about the book Think and Grow Rich and your favorite part in terms of where you are in the book. And so we'd like to have you introduce yourself to our listeners and then share with us your favorite portion of the book so far.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. My name is LaShonda Mangum of Immaculate Janitorial Service. I started Immaculate from the ground up 15 years ago. I'm actually celebrating my 15th year, August 1st. I'm excited about reading the book because what it's doing for me is just letting me know that I'm on the right track to wealth and riches. Think and Grow Rich. Now we're in chapter 7, and it talks about imagination, although I love every chapter in the book about faith, about desire. But it talks about, now it's telling me, or I'm reading about idea and imagination, the fact that everything starts with an idea. And I was listening to a podcast. Steve Harvey was giving a young man advice about what he should do with his career. And one thing he told a young man is, whatever you imagine, do it. And here lately, especially since I began reading the book, my imagination, my ideas have been running wild. I'm a person of self-help, so I've always read self-help books. So the material that I'm getting from Think and Grow Rich is only confirming my perspective about life and business and earning money, making money, growing money. So I'm really excited
excited about that. I'm at the point in my business where we're getting new accounts, I'm hiring a lot of people, and I realize how important it is to form a group. It also talks about masterminds. So I'm just extremely excited. I could go on through each chapter, but it's really a great book. It's helping me a lot, and for me, it's just complete confirmation all the way through so far.
All right, LaShonda, thank you so very much. And like I said, we have a lot of callers who are on hold. And if you have a question or if you'd like to participate and make a comment, you can just press 1 on your phone, and we would gladly open your line. Now, LaShonda, can you share with us one of maybe a nugget or something that you think that would be inspiring to someone who's considering starting their own business, or something that they could take away from the book in terms of an area that would be more important for them to just hold on to as they read this book?
Absolutely. Idea and imagination. If you, as someone who is starting a new business, if you've come up with an idea or if you've imagined yourself selling this service or product, then act upon it, especially if you have that burning desire to be your own boss. And if you have that desire to do this thing or sell this thing, you have to move forward. When I started with less than $150. Cleaning is my forte. I'm the oldest of 7 kids. I just left a job making $30,000 a year. I knew I needed to survive, and I wasn't afraid to step out on my desire, even though it was sweeping and cleaning. And for a long time, I didn't think that it was a good thing, but it turned out to be the best thing that I've ever done. The best decision I ever made was to step out on my idea, to follow through on my imagination of becoming my own boss. Imagine it, because if you can think it, you can be it. And I like to sit back and just, I see myself. If I can think of a thing and I can imagine that thing happening, then it comes to pass. I actually can dream and see myself doing it, and it comes to pass every time. Imagination is so powerful.
Well, I am so grateful, actually, to the author of this book and how the principles of success and the success philosophy that he has written about has encouraged individuals like yourself, LaShonda, Margaret, Charles, Robin, so many of us that we have really, really, really want to share this gift with others. And what I'd like to do now is just to continue to ask, you know, we have a number of callers who've called in from the area. And Robin, I know that you spoke with Katina and some of the others, and I'd like to have you continue to share if you can. Thank you. Yes, Robin.
Also, I just wanted to leave everyone with what I, because, again, when I first started reading the book, and it talks about whatever we can think of, we can conceive it. But I was at
imagination.
I was at a standstill because I couldn't understand who my highest self was. So there was something that I did that I found very helpful, and it's called a lie poem. You sit down and write some words about yourself. Lie about it. Lie about, just say you're going to be that magnificent person. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I am this. I am doing this. Just create a lie poem for yourself and then sit back and read it. And at that time, you have created your greater self. Now it's time for you to walk into it. So that really helped me chart my course as to who I wanted to be by simply lying to myself. And now through reading the book, talking to my sister soldiers, it has just really – I just can't explain it. Through a book, through reading a chapter, through dedicating 15 minutes rather than 45 minutes on Facebook and Twitter, dedicating 15 minutes to myself, to bettering me, that was both of the best 15 minutes that turned into an hour, that turned into an hour and a half. And while I'm improving the person within, I am really forging some wonderful friendships, some sisterhoodships with this organization. So if there's anyone on the call who even thought or even is about joining this chapter, this is something much more than just an affiliation. This is amazing. And that's all I wanted to leave with you. Just create your own live poem. Lie to yourself. And then you've created your ultimate self.
All right, Robin. I think we also call that a vision board or a vision for your life or affirmation statement. So another way to look at it, like you said, if it's a lie poem, but that lie will eventually become a truth if you believe in it long enough and really focus on it day in and day out. And that's one of the reasons why in the Six Steps to Riches and that Napoleon Hill talks about in the book, he says that we should write that statement and read it upon arising in the morning and also read it again prior to retiring in the evening. So thank you so very much. We're going to go to a commercial break, and then we have one of our interns who is also calling in, and we're going to open the line. So those of you, again, who are on the line and you'd like to share a comment or a thought, please don't hesitate to just press 1 on your phone dial, and we will definitely open your line and have you share with us. And again, we are discussing the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I'm going to go to a commercial, and we will be right back.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, "Education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money," end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
And we are back, and we do have another caller, and her name is Jazzy. Good morning, Jazzy. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm fine. Good morning.
Can you share a little about yourself and tell us your favorite part of the book, please?
Yes, good morning. I own Jazzitude Bling Boutique, and Robin had asked me to come online and start reading the book. I have read the book. This is my second time reading the book. The reason why I didn't latch on the first time, because I was not ready to understand and grasp what it was telling me the first time. I read it back in 2008.
Great.
You have to be in a certain mindset to read that book. You have to really, like, know that you have to be ready for success. Sometimes we're stuck in a rut. We're stuck in our own selves. So that's why I couldn't grasp what it was saying. But it's a very, very powerful book.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. That's pretty much all I have to say this morning.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Jazza, we are just so excited that you called in, and I hope you have appreciated what you've been hearing so far, and continue to join us every Saturday morning as we talk about the book. So thank you so very much. All right, we have another caller, and the last four digits of your number, I'm not sure this might be an international caller, but the last four digits of your number is 6091. Welcome to the call, and share with us who you are. Thank you.
Hi, I'm not sure if you guys can hear me. This is Krisha from Trinidad.
Oh, good morning, Krisha. Thank you so much for responding. Can you share with us a little about yourself and your favorite part of the book, please?
Sure. I was introduced to the book about 10 years ago while going to college at Florida Memorial in Miami. And upon return to Trinidad, this book is like my point of reference. So I can't say how many times I've read it, but it's a book that you need to go back to because sometimes you forget the principles that are outlined in the book. But my favorite part would be organized planning and the desire for action, because oftentimes we have ideas in our minds, but we never write it down. And I find that that is one of the things that this book has pushed me to actually putting my thoughts and my plans on paper. Not only putting them on paper, but setting an action plan and a target date and following up continuously on this plan. And that has helped me to basically chart the whole process in life. So we have shared it with a number of other people, even my own group in Trinidad, where we follow, you know, the whole affirmations, positive affirmations process. And I've learned that our wisdom can set us up for great things, but it's our understanding that would position us for the place that we have to go. So I have tried to put myself in the place where I could understand the principles of the book so that it could help me to get to that next place that I want to go. And oftentimes when we write affirmations, I've also learned this as well, which I thought it would be nice to share. The other side of an affirmation is called a beat, and it's a negative connotation that comes instantly when you write an affirmation. So let's say you say, I'm going to be a powerful entrepreneur. That blurt is that side of you that would say, you don't have what it takes to be an entrepreneur. So what I've done is that I've practiced counteracting that blurt with another positive affirmation, because that negative, the human senses to be innately negative. So it's like a constant reprogramming of your mind to come up with this positive affirmation. That's why I say the book is like a point of reference, because you always have to go back and reread and, you know, to make sure that the principles stay fresh. It's not like a one-time read and you pack it on the shelf. It's like a constant, you need to read it all the time. You need to be, you know, around people with that positive energy that would push you to accomplish your goals.
Thank you. Thank you, Krisha. That is really, really, really good, and we really appreciate you sharing, because as we have all realized, different parts of this book have a different effect, an effect, if you will, on each one of us. And
yes,
we can read the same exact page and we get something different. So thank you so very much for being willing to call in from Trinidad. Really appreciate your quick response to that Facebook post this morning. And congratulations on your new page, too.
Thank you.
All right. And maybe you want to give a shout-out to everybody to join your page on Facebook.
Yes, I would. I do have a page on Facebook. It's called Growing Forward. It's a motivational page. So I encourage you to connect with me on Facebook. It's Krisha Bowen, C-R-I-S-H-A, Bowen, B-O-W-E-N. I'm also on LinkedIn. I would be really happy for some of you guys to join and share your thoughts with us in Trinidad and all over the world.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Christian. We do have another hand up, and I think this may be one of our interns, but the last four digits of your number is 542. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very good. Very good. Will you share with our listeners who you are and a little about yourself, please?
My name is Keith Roy. I'm currently an intern at Hempstead Construction. I am a senior at Florida Memorial University. My major is computer science. 19 years of age. That's about it.
And what's your favorite portion of the book, please, sir?
Well, my favorite portion of the book right now, well, I've read on, but I still haven't seen anything that has been as good as when in chapter one about Thomas Edison's 10,000 attempts to create the electric light bulb. And even with his 10,000 attempts, you know, he didn't, each attempt he did, he did not decide to quit. He did not decide to give up. He just kept going, because he knew that with failure eventually comes success. And from reading that, I know in my life, I had to go through a lot of failures to reach where I am today. I had to fail a few times, but he failed forward instead of failing backwards. So looking and reading that and seeing other people going through the same thing, it gives me a sense of understanding that, okay, what I'm doing is the right thing. I should not feel bad if I fail. The fact that I fail is the reason why I can understand where I went wrong, move forward for the next time. So that does, I stick with me even when reading through the chapters. That is still was my favorite part of the book so far.
All right. Well, thank you. We want to thank all of our callers and our listeners, and we want to encourage those who have not quite read the book, but you're listening to the show. We really want to encourage you to consider creating a philosophy for success for your life in every area of your life. And what this book has done for so many people all around the world, really millions of people all over the world in many, many, many different languages, it has allowed us to have not just a philosophy for life, but it has given us 17 principles by which to live by. And those principles are in the book. And this book has actually created more millionaires than any other book ever written, except for the book, and we all know what the book is. And if you don't know what the book is, you can just continue to listen to the show or ask somebody else. But my name is Ann McNeil, and I am the Master Builder, helping to build stronger and better lives. And we want to thank all of our guests and all of our callers and all of our listeners for joining us today for another Think and Grow-ish discussion from Napoleon Hill's book and Success Philosophy. We're going to end the show, but we're going to encourage you to join us every Saturday morning right here on the International Mastermind Think and Grow Rich Blog Talk Radio Show. And until next Saturday, think and grow rich.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-302002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-302002.
Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And good morning again. My name is Ann McNeil, and I am the Master Builder, helping to build stronger and better lives. And today, the International Mastermind Association is very proud to present the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind book, conversation, and discussion. And today, our special guests are members of the National Association of Black Women in Construction. And the Black Women in Construction organization, affectionately called NABWIC, focus is on helping entrepreneurial and professional and young women to focus on different areas in the construction industry. And they are also known as the voice of Black women in construction. But today we have a number of the members that are going to be joining us today, sharing and discussing different areas of their lives that have been impacted by the book, Think and Grow Rich, as we walk through the conversations. And so I'll open the show first with Margaret Charles, who's going to introduce herself, and then Robin, and we have a lot of other members that are going to be coming on. So good morning, Margaret. As she prepares to come on, we want to also ask you, as though those who are listening, to text, tweet, Facebook, share the show, and press 1 on your dial if you're interested in asking a question to our guests. Good morning, Margaret Charles.
Good morning, Anne. How are you?
I'm very well. And you know, I always say if I were any better, Margaret, I would be you. So welcome to the show. I know you have been preparing all week for the show, so we definitely want to continue to encourage you to continue to prepare. And if you want to introduce yourself, and then we can begin to share. And Robin, if you can begin to prepare, I'll bring you on the show next, Robin. So, Margaret, can you share with us a little about yourself first before we start the questions?
Sure. My name is Margaret Charles. A little about myself. I was born in Haiti, and my family migrated to the United States, like every other family, looking for better opportunities. When we came to the United States, we lived in West Palm Beach. Then we later moved down to the Miami area. And as a child from another country, you know, in the 80s, it was quite difficult living in the States and not having no friends. And most of the kids were not so nice. But I got through that. I was always a very focused child. And with that, I got into sports. And into sports, that's when I first utilized some of the principles in the book, Think and Grow Rich, without knowing what I was doing exactly. One of my favorite sports to play was track and field. I heard a buzzer.
No. Go ahead, please.
Okay, and track and field, that's when I first realized that, well, as an adult now, that I was using some of the principles in the book. I was always determined. I was always the star player. I was always, whatever sport I played, I've always made sure that I became on top. Now, from school, I translated those same principles into my schoolwork, and once I graduated college, I majored in accounting. I have a major in accounting, and my first job was also through the principles of desire. I worked for the Family Christian Association of America, and from that job,
I worked at St. Thomas, same thing, St. Thomas, and from St. Thomas University. I worked at Miami International Airport, and I'll start from there. That's my most recent position, where yes.
No, I was just going to ask, because we're going to have a number of people that's going to be joining us. But now that you brought us up to your entrepreneurial point in your career and your involvement in the National Association of Black Women in Construction, can you share with us what's your favorite area of the book that you've read that you'd like to share with our listeners?
My favorite area of the book is desire. You have to have desire. That's my favorite chapter of the book is the chapter of desire. Because when you have desire, and like I mentioned before, I was always a focused person on exactly what I wanted. And my favorite story was about the little girl was asking for what she wanted. And she was very steadfast and unmovable, where the master, who was much bigger than her, had to acquiesce to her demands. And that's what I feel with your desire that's within your heart. Once you demand it and you feel that, it has to come to you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so very much, Margaret. Well, right now we're going to go to our second guest, and Robin, we're opening your line if you want to introduce yourself, please, and share with our listening audience a little about yourself and your favorite area up so far. Good morning.
Okay, hello. Good morning, everyone. My name is Robin Donaldson from Tampa, Florida. A little bit about my background, technician by trade. So therefore, I was always attracted to the construction industry and, or shall I say, just being outside of the norm. How can I put this? Where I'm at now, honestly, where I'm at now with NAB within the organization, I presently attend a local college for architectural design and construction building. So that was the first thing that really attracted me to NABWIC, because, again, we don't see many of women in the industry. And I took a liking to the group immediately because of the support that I was receiving. And the biggest support that I can say that I received was from a friend, my best friend, who introduced me to one of the luncheons, or invited me to one of the luncheons, because she's a general contractor. And, again, by me going to school, I'm thinking that, okay, wow, I'm just going to jump in both feet and just make a way for myself. But it was until she actually took me into the field and gave me that hands-on knowledge that I was really able to see how my future was to be or what courses I was to take in pursuing my career as an architect. So that was the first nugget that I got from being associated with NABWIC. Now, as far as thinking and grow rich, and I have to be very honest with you, I was so against sitting down reading a book that it would probably explain why I was never on the calls on Friday to say exactly where I was in the book. So therefore, I got the audio, trying again, avoid sitting down reading this book. But it was until that I had to actually look at myself in my situation, I simply said that Napoleon Hill is giving me a blueprint to the successful life that I want, and I don't have the time, or I was unwilling to make the time to actually follow the blueprint. So when I started reading Chapter 1, I understood that everything began with my thinking and how I was thinking about my success. And also I had to identify that I was the thinker that thought through someone else. So, again, Chapter 1 kind of prepared me or made me look at myself so I could receive Chapters 2 and 3.
And when I tell you desire, that chapter right there really did it for me, Ms. Ann, because I had to adopt the same mentality as those same men that that embarked on the ship and had to burn their ship, so there was no chance of retreat. And that's where I'm at in my life right now, because either I have to win or I have to perish.
That is awesome, 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 awesome. Robin, I am so excited to hear you sharing. And, you know, we talked yesterday, and that is what encouraged rescheduling the show for today, because the conversations and the life experiences we're all having as a result of reading this book and really just participating in the success philosophy that is espoused by Napoleon Hill in the book Think and Grow Rich. We're going to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to have LaShonda come on and share her story as it relates to sharing a little about herself, and then she's going to share her favorite part of the book. So if we would just ask all of our callers to just hold on. We have a lot of people calling in today, and we have a lot more who are listening in on their devices, and we're very excited about that.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
And we are back. Good morning, good morning, good morning, LaShonda. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Good morning. How's everyone?
Everyone is doing good. And so we talked yesterday and had a very good conversation about the book Think and Grow Rich and your favorite part in terms of where you are in the book. And so we'd like to have you introduce yourself to our listeners and then share with us your favorite portion of the book so far.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. My name is LaShonda Mangum of Immaculate Janitorial Service. I started Immaculate from the ground up 15 years ago. I'm actually celebrating my 15th year, August 1st. I'm excited about reading the book because what it's doing for me is just letting me know that I'm on the right track to wealth and riches. Think and Grow Rich. Now we're in chapter 7, and it talks about imagination. Although I love every chapter in the book about faith, about desire, but it talks about, now it's telling me, or I'm reading about idea and imagination, the fact that everything starts with an idea. And I was listening to a podcast. Steve Harvey was giving a young man advice about what he should do with his career. And one thing he told a young man is, whatever you imagine, do it. And here lately, especially since I began reading the book, my imagination, my ideas have been running wild. I'm a person of self-help, so I've always read self-help books. So the material that I'm getting from Think and Grow Rich is only confirming my perspective about life and business and earning money, making money, growing money. So I'm really excited about that. I'm at the point in my business where we're getting new accounts. I'm hiring a lot of people, and I realize how important it is to form a group. It also talks about masterminds. So I'm just extremely excited. I could go on through each chapter, but it's really a great book. It's helping me a lot, and for me, it's just complete confirmation all the way through so far.
All right, LaShonda, thank you so very much. And like I said, we have a lot of callers who are on hold. And if you have a question or if you'd like to participate and make a comment, you can just press 1 on your phone, and we would gladly
open your line. Now, LaShonda, can you share with us one of maybe a nugget or something that you think that would be inspiring to someone who's considering starting their own business or something that they could take away from the book in terms of an area that would be more important for them to just hold on to as they read this book?
Absolutely. Idea and imagination. If you, as someone who is starting a new business, if you've come up with an idea or if you've imagined yourself selling this service or product, then act upon it, especially if you have that burning desire to be your own boss. And if you have that desire to do this thing or sell this thing, you have to move forward. When I started with less than $150. Cleaning is my forte. I'm the oldest of seven kids. I just left a job making $30,000 a year. I knew I needed to survive, and I wasn't afraid to step out on my desire, even though it was sweeping and cleaning. And for a long time, I didn't think that it was a good thing, but it turned out to be the best thing that I've ever done. The best decision I ever made was to step out on my idea, to follow through on my imagination of becoming my own boss. Imagine it, because if you can think it, you can be it. And I like to sit back and just, I see myself. If I can think of a thing and I can imagine that thing happening, then it comes to pass. I actually can dream and see myself doing it, and it comes to pass every time. Imagination is so powerful.
Well, I am so grateful, actually, to the author of this book and how the principles of success and the success philosophy that he has written about has encouraged individuals like yourself, LaShonda, Margaret, Charles, Robin, so many of us that we have really, really, really want to share this gift with others. And what I'd like to do now is just to continue to ask, you know, we have a number of callers who've called in from the area. And Robin, I know that you spoke with Katina and some of the others, and I'd like to have you continue to share if you can. Thank you. Yes, Robin.
Also, I just wanted to leave everyone with what I, because, again, when I first started reading the book, and it talks about whatever we can think of, we can conceive it, but I was at
imagination.
I was at a standstill because I couldn't understand who my higher self was. So there was something that I did that I found very helpful, and it's called a lie poem. You sit down and write some words about yourself. Lie about it. Lie about, just say you're going to be that magnificent person. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I am this. I am doing this. Just create a lie poem for yourself and then sit back and read it. And at that time, you have created your greater self. Now it's time for you to walk into it. So that really helped me chart my course as to who I wanted to be by simply lying to myself. And now through reading the book, talking to my sister soldiers, it has just really... I just can't explain it. Through a book, through reading a chapter, through dedicating 15 minutes rather than 45 minutes on Facebook and Twitter, dedicating 15 minutes to myself, to bettering me, that was also the best 15 minutes that turned into an hour, that turned into an hour and a half. And while I'm improving the person within, I am really forging some wonderful friendships, some sisterhoodships with this organization. So if there's anyone on the call who even thought or even is about joining this chapter, this is something much more than just an affiliation. This is amazing. And that's all I wanted to leave with you. Just create your own live poem. Lie to yourself. And then you've created your ultimate self.
All right, Robin. I think we also call that a vision board or a vision for your life or affirmation statement.
So another way to look at it, like you said, if it's a lie poem, but that lie will eventually become a truth if you believe in it long enough and really focus on it day in and day out. And that's one of the reasons why in the Six Steps to Riches and that Napoleon Hill talks about in the book, he says that we should write that statement and read it upon arising in the morning and also read it again prior to retiring in the evening. So thank you so very much. We're going to go to a commercial break, and then we have one of our interns who is also calling in, and we're going to open the line. So those of you, again, who are on the line and you'd like to share a comment or a thought, please don't hesitate to just press 1 on your phone dial, and we will definitely open your line and have you share with us. And again, we are discussing the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I'm going to go to a commercial, and we will be right back.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, "Education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money," end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
And we are back, and we do have another caller, and her name is Jazzy. Good morning, Jazzy. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm fine. Good morning.
Can you share a little about yourself and tell us your favorite part of the book, please?
Yes, good morning. I own Jazzitude Bling Boutique, and Robin had asked me to come online and start reading the book. I have read the book. This is my second time reading the book. The reason why I didn't latch on the first time, because I was not ready to understand and grasp